Today is your day of salvation and healing. Learn from Kenneth Copeland about the living Word of God, Jesus Himself, who came to give you life more abundantly. Get ready to receive all He has promised you.
Now, let's go to the Gospel of Luke. And thank you, Lord. In that 13th chapter, tenth verse, he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Now, this is not in his hometown synagogue, because Jairus, the leader of the synagogue in Capernaum, would have never done this. He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. Say 18 years. And was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him. Oh, my. Now, he knows he's going to get in trouble for this. Don't be too hard on those guys. You don't need to reprimand them. Jesus already did. And after he was, listen, they were not one whit harder on him than his own family. They thought he had lost his mind. James, the oldest book in the New Testament. His half-brother. Thought he was a lunatic. I'm using the Bible word. Thought he was a lunatic. Jude was also his half-brother. The whole bunch thought he was crazy. Well, what happened to them? After he was raised from the dead, oh my, 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 wonderful and marvelous things happened. Then he could go to his family. Amen. Amen. We know exactly what happened to his mother. Now, don't get the idea that she thought he was crazy. She knew more than the rest of them. Well, why? Anyway, James, Jude, why do you think that none of those Pharisees, Sadducees, that had long dialogue with him? And when the Son of God says, "You hypocrite," that's not going to leave you anytime soon. That wouldn't be like somebody else calling them a hypocrite. They just... But I'm telling you what, when Jesus called you a hypocrite, because see, he didn't say it in any way but love. He knew and understood that he had to get through that shell, that religious brainwashing that they had been through. Amen. And he had to get through it hard. I've said things that after service, I thought, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Surely I didn't say that. Amen. So, I guarantee you see, God said, "My word doesn't return to me void. It will accomplish that which I please." Well, don't you think the words of Jesus accomplished what he pleased? Yes, sir. And some leader of this one we're reading about right now is going to bed. Hypocrite. Hypocrite. He called me a hypocrite. Who does he think he is? Maybe I am. And you know, he wakes up in the middle of the night dreaming about being a hypocrite. And he gets up in the morning, a hypocrite standing right at the foot of his bed, and he's just hearing a hypocrite, hypocrite, hypocrite. Huh? All right. When Jesus saw her, he said, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." Now, he said that while she's like this. What's he doing? He called things that be not as though they were. "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." And then he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. Now, look at this carefully. He answered with indignation, not because he's mad at Jesus, it's just because he did it on the wrong day. His religious brainwashing is just he's immediately mad because the guy went against tradition and he went. Same thing happens all the time. I've had people get mad at me because I preach faith. What do you want to get mad for? Well, going around telling people they can have what they say. I didn't do that. Yeah, you did. I heard you. I did not. Yes, you did. I did not. Jesus said that. Oh. Well, I don't. Amen. It's a spirit. We're not struggling with flesh and blood here. It's a spirit. But if you notice yourself getting irritated at somebody because of what they preach, don't be doing that. Yes, sir. I won't do it again. You do it again, I'll slap you again. Yes, sir. Don't be doing that. I'm not going there. Yeah, but he's preaching. Well, what's it to you and me what he's preaching? Amen. Well, he's over there preaching that to that congregation. Are you a member of that church? Well, no. Well, then shut your mouth. What is it to you? You're doing worse than he is. You're out of love and you're judging. He's just over there preaching what he believes is right. You know what you're doing is wrong. Come on. This kind of stuff will keep you from receiving your healing. Oh, listen, this stuff is far more dangerous and more important than most people give it credit for in the way of spiritual things, in the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. Well, in the first place, this wasn't men working. This is God working. As Jesus said, it's the Father within me. He does the work. In them, therefore, come and be healed. He wasn't against healing. But now, wait a minute. How long has this woman been like this? You think this is the first time she's ever in that synagogue? I don't. Well, I think he ought to stop and think that he's had 5,616 days to get this woman healed. She's still bowed over. Now we're coming up on something here. Are you ready? The Lord then answered and said, "Hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead him away to watering? Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond today?" Today. I don't care what day it is. Today is the day of healing. Today is the day to receive. Today is the day of salvation. Hey. And in our class yesterday morning, we looked up that word salvation in the Greek, and it means heal just as much as it does save. It talks about healing as much as... the woman with the issue of blood, when Jesus said... She said, "If I but touch the hem of the garment, I shall be made whole." And then he said, "You're made whole. Go and be whole." Same word translated salvation, being saved, in the 10th chapter of Romans. Healing came on Salvation Day. He didn't just bear our sins on that cross. No. Thank God he did. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, we being dead to the law of sin and death, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes we were healed. If we were, we are. If we are, I am. Today. Today, glory to God. Today I'm a healed man. Today I have it. Today it's mine. Today I own it. And today I'm worthy to receive it. Because he changed me. The new birth came on the inside of me. Well, I want to tell you something. It came by a seed. God does nothing apart from a seed. He does nothing apart from the word. He does nothing apart from faith. And he does everything because he loves you. Hallelujah. That's pretty wonderful, isn't it? Well, think about that. Glory to God. You were born of a seed. There's nothing happens without seed. Absolutely nothing. Zero. Nada. Nunca. Naught. Zilch. Nothing. You're the product of a seed. Jesus came into the earth by the way of a seed in little Mary's womb. That seed was the word of God. Amen. Amen. You and I, both of us, were born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and you need to talk to yourself about that. I didn't just happen. This body was produced by the seed of my parents, but my eye was produced by the word of God. Hallelujah. The same word of God that brought Jesus into the earth, that same word of God brought me alive unto him. Glory to God. You have exactly the same spiritual DNA as Jesus. You're a spiritual twin to him, and I can prove it by the Bible. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. In that seed was not only... In that seed was not only your deliverance from sin. In that seed was your faith. In that seed was your righteousness. In that seed was your healing. Now the scripture says Jesus was manifest in the flesh and made alive in the spirit. When was he manifest in the flesh? In Bethlehem. But now wait a minute. That man died. He didn't kind of die. He died and went to hell. Cut off from God. That's what spiritual death is. He was more cut off from God than any other man has ever been cut off from God. He had to be 100% completely separated from him in order to suffer complete suffering, in order to suffer complete hell. He's the only man that suffered all of hell. There are degrees of hell. No man but Jesus suffered it. Oh, Satan was doing his best to annihilate him, wipe him out. And of course, the scripture said, hey, stupid, if you'd have known, you wouldn't have done that. Yeah, no, of course you wouldn't have. What happened? The Word happened. The Word happened. The Word happened. You hear what I said? The Word happened. Hebrews chapter 1. Now, if the Word will do this, can you imagine what the Word will do this morning? And healing of your body? The delivering of your mind to bring deliverance to your family. You remember the little woman that came to Jesus, a Syrophoenician woman, her daughter was vexed. In other words, a demon was killing her. All Jesus said, woman, great is your faith. Go on home, your daughter's well. That's all he had to say. Go on home, your daughter's well. That's all he had to say to you this morning. Get up and go to church. You're well.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hebrews chapter 1. God at sundry times in different manners spake in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, by who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made. Made what? A new creature? Hallelujah. Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time? So now, this is what he said. When God said, that's enough. These are the words. Thou art my son. Hallelujah. Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. This day. Not in Bethlehem. He and the Father were one when he was born in Bethlehem. But this day he said, you are my son, and today I give you birth. I'm telling you, those are glorious words. He's the firstborn. Oh, glory to God, and you and I come in right behind him. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. And to the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire. But under the sun, he said, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. And the apostle Paul wrote in the book of Philippians, and he raised him up and he exalted him and gave him his name.
Difficulty and stiffness.
Yeah, yeah.
There is now mobility and movement.
That's right. That's right.
Move. Move what you haven't moved in a long time. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Exercise that. Exercise it. Exercise it.
We have Glennis here from Stewartville, Minnesota. A year ago, she broke her right wrist. And she had to have two plates and 16 screws placed in it. And it would freeze up on her where she couldn't even rotate it. And even when she did, slightly, she had a lot of pain. But today, she received that word, and she says she is completely healed. And she's going to show you.
Woo! Praise God!
I just started claiming when he was talking about things that were stiff. And then all of a sudden, it got like it was on fire. And I started flexing. He says, move it. And I started going like this and doing the flips. And I haven't been able to do that for a couple months without severe pain and backwards and forwards.
How does it feel now?
It is healed. It is totally. I mean, I haven't had this movement since before I broke it.
This is Sue from Missouri. A long time ago, she was diagnosed with arthritis in her hip. And this morning, she said she came to worship the Lord. She didn't know she was going to get healed. But now she can lift her hands completely without pain. She can lift her legs
there
with
go.
No pain at all.
Glory to God.
Well,
praise
God. The glory.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I wanted to believe the Lord. And I, at times I thought, Lord, I don't have enough faith because it's not healed. And Lord, I just wanted to be made whole. And I raised my hands and I could raise to here or I could raise to here. But I couldn't raise both hands at the same time. And I couldn't balance on one foot or the other. I don't think I remember just how much I compensated. My granddaughter told me, Grandma, do you know both hands are up? And I was just praising the Lord. And I was standing there. I started moving my foot. I could feel it. And she says, do you know you're balancing on one foot? And then I was moving this way. And she says, do you know you're balancing on your right? And I didn't feel any pain. There was no pain. There's still no pain. And I think this is just the beginning of what I noticed that's been healed. And when I didn't even think about that, all I wanted to do was worship him. And I wanted nothing but him. I'm whole.
In life, we have choices. We can choose what we want for lunch or how we want to spend our day off. We can also choose the quality of life we have. As a child of God, you have the authority to live a happy, healthy, and whole life. Learn how to operate in divine healing with the Live Healed package and understand the steps of taking hold of your healing and then how to keep it. The Word of God is seed and your heart is the ground. By building yourself up in the Word, you're growing your faith for healing. This package includes Live Healed, a mini book by Gloria Copeland that covers how you can continually live in divine health all your life. In God Wants You Well, a 2-CD series, Gloria explains how healing was given to you. It is yours to receive. In Gloria Copeland's book, God's Will for Your Healing, you'll learn how to combat sickness with the Word of God, recognize your authority in the name of Jesus, and know how to stop any attack of the devil against you and your family. Healing belongs to you. Request the Live Healed package, yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Visit our website at kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Take hold of the truth of God's Word in these books and CDs and learn how to receive by faith your healing in every circumstance. Order your free package today. Offer good for 60 days.
You know, the Word of God says that you and I have been bought with a price, and that precious price that Jesus paid was a price that provided salvation. It provided healing for your body. It provided healing for you inside and out. But this healing, this kind of salvation, is found in one place and one place only, and that's in knowing Jesus. That's in making Jesus the Lord of your life. And I know many of you watching this right now, you're right there with me. You've prayed that. You believe that. You've received Jesus. But there may be somebody watching this program right now, and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. You've never received His forgiveness. Do it now. Don't wait another moment. As a matter of fact, just say this out loud. Whatever you're doing, stop it and do this. Just say it out loud. Father, in Jesus' name, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. Say this. Say, I believe He lived for me. I believe He died for me. I believe He rose again for me. And Jesus, I receive Your forgiveness and the washing away of all my sin. And I ask You, fill me with Your Holy Spirit. I receive this precious gift in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I know it's simple, but the Bible says you're born again. And when you're born again, Jesus has given you His name. He's given you His authority. He's given you His word. And He's excited about it, and we're excited about it. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a free salvation package for you. It's a book called He Did It All For You. And along with this is two brochures just that are going to help you learn how to read your Bible, how to study your Bible. So if you want to receive these free gifts, all you have to do is let us know you want them. Go to kcm.org. Tell us you want the salvation package. We're going to get it out to you right away. Included in your salvation is healing. This is a gift from God, and that's why we're making some of these products available to you as well. Totally free. This healing is a part of our redemption. This is the Live Healed Package. Three products by Gloria Copeland. A book called God's Will for Your Healing. A couple of CDs called God Wants You Well. And a little mini book called Live Healed. Get these things. This is Bible-based preaching and teaching that's going to help you find out that it's God's will for you to live healed, be healed all the days of your life. Go to kcm.org. Let us know you want these. We're going to get them right out to you. Thanks for watching the broadcast today. We love you so much, and we'll see you again soon. Until then, remember this: God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Visit our website at kcm.org and feed your faith with the Word of God. You can request this week's free offer or a free copy of today's broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.